You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A vast toxic algae bloom off the West Coast has scientists baffled as they work to figure out why one toxin in particular is dominating the waters. A team from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration sent a research vessel up the coast recently and found the bloom stretches from Santa Barbara to Canada. It's exceptionally thick near the Channel Islands. Warmer than normal waters could be to blame, but researchers say there's likely something more at play. Research oceanographer Vera Trainer, who helped track the bloom, says while this is a natural annual cycle, this year's bloom is way out of normal proportion.
As far as this one goes, I would say that it's the most geographically expansive and toxic that we've ever seen, certainly on the West Coast, and I believe also the world.
Trainer says the bloom is being dominated by a relatively new marine algal toxin, first identified in 1987. It's behaving like a supercell. She says plankton feeding fish and shellfish end up with concentrated levels of the toxin, which can then be eaten by seabirds, sea lions, and otters. The toxin itself is a nerve poison and can cause permanent short-term memory loss in humans. Randall White, KCBX News.